Sunday Meditation, May 3rd, 1998.
The question this afternoon deals with, I guess it's the concept that's spoken of frequently by people as the journey from the head to the heart. Whenever a person has a belief, right, in this case before the meditation we were talking about, things happen in their own time. And if we can accept that, then it's easier for us to wait until that time. But as Rumi was saying, it's easier to understand it intellectually than it is to really get it into the heart. So when we come to any of these principles in which we believe, they seem to boil down to really making that journey from the head to the heart. And we like Kuo to talk to us about what really is it that makes that a successful journey. Is it that we keep trying? Is there a certain time that grace comes and eventually we do understand what it is we're trying to learn? Do we ever really learn it? Is it just as important for us to keep trying to understand? We would appreciate anything Kuo's got to say.
Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose name, in whose peace, and in whose power we come. As witnesses and as fellow pilgrims on a common path, with you and with all who seek to know the infinite creator, we are extremely grateful to you for calling us to your session this beautiful spring day. We thank each of you for the time and attention that each gives to the spiritual life, for each brings that to a circle, and each becomes part of a circle whose strength is in all of its members. This spiritual community we find so precious, and we are most grateful for this opportunity to share our thoughts with you. Please take those which please you or seem useful to you and leave the rest behind. For we are not authorities, but only your brothers and sisters. We are aware that each of you has a vision, a basic concept of how a spiritually oriented being behaves. It is indeed true that orientation as a spiritual being is a primary importance in allowing the spirit to transform earthly life into that Garden of Eden, that heaven which does lie closer than breathing, nearer than your hands or your feet. What each of you seeks is fairly clear within the mind, and your question is simply how to move from the situation where the mind grasps the concept to the point where the being lives the concept. And this is indeed a challenge. It is the challenge for which you took flesh and came into a world of shadow. for each of you seeks in this incarnation both to learn and to serve. Each of you to whom we speak, we can say with authority, insofar as we are able, is one who has earned her place upon the stage of your earth world at this time. For many more spirits than there are bodies for, had wished to incarnate at this particular time in your earth plane's development as a planetary spiritual being. Those who have made it are those who are very close to having learned those primary lessons of love, which involve making that choice to follow only the good, only the true, only the beautiful, and to attempt to allow the light and the love of the Creator a place to flow through into the earth plane. For this is, among other things, what you are. You are, as it says in your holy works, that lamp upon a hill. It is not your light that lights the lamp. It is the Creator. What you are able to do as you work with your mind and your heart is little by little to clean the panes of your lamp so that they are transparent and so the infinite light may shine through. Each of you, even though you deem yourself unworthy, for you cannot give love to the world, you shall shortly run out. In your persona as a human being, as a time-bound entity, everything is finite. And it is as though you are in a cage of flesh and illusion. There is that within you which remembers paradise, which knows a better way, which is at peace and at rest. But that part of the self is very difficult to find access to until the day comes when, as the one known as Romy said, the journey from head to heart is made. The culture which has birthed each of you and cherished you and supported you to this point in your incarnation has many qualities to offer, many values to express, and some of these values tend towards working athwart spiritual principles. When we speak of such things, we cannot overgeneralize. But there is that tendency within your culture to value accomplishment of whatever kind as a positive asset, and to value motionless being as either a zero or a negative quality, in that to those who have their life flowing from their being, the list of things to do for the day or for the week or for the year may never seem as important as the yellow wheat in the field or the blue of the sky on a sunny day, or the tips of the trees as they first embrace the air with their new furrowed leaves. There is slim value for being within your culture. And we feel that this is a key disadvantage when it comes to that journey from head to heart. For the head is the place where things get done. The heart is the place where things get cherished and cared for. For the head, there are choices, a right and a wrong, a movement to the right or a movement to the left. For the heart, there is rather the flowing of things. Into the heart, time and space themselves flow. For each of you is a citizen of eternity, and you are taking part in time during your incarnation in order to learn and to serve. Now, how can you work to neutralize the result of a lifetime of learning? For this is what occurs as the culture nurtures the young mind and helps it to grow into a mature ability to cope with that which is within the illusion. It cannot be done with the head. To attempt with the mind to move the center of being from mind to heart is to hire a rustler to protect the cattle. There is no way for the mind itself to break one habit and begin another. We would introduce the concept of the will. There are those here, such as this instrument, whose will has been given to a specific Lord or Christ symbol. This instrument has given her life and her spirit to the one known as Jesus the Christ. It is well to choose a principle that speaks to you most deeply of infinity, eternity, and holiness, and to deposit in that basic core of belief every bit of will and faith and hope that you possess. For this isn't an appropriate and an honest gift to the Creator, the surrender of the life, the willingness to follow with heart and soul and mind and strength a life lived in faith. The tools to help you with this work are several. The very first and always the central one, in our opinion, is time spent with the Creator. Time being with the Creator. The eyes that see the world see a human being sitting . The heart within knows a different reality. In that world within, the self is a pilgrim seeking entrance to an inner sanctum in which the Creator already dwells in full glory and strength. From before time began until there is no more time, this is so. Before you were, before the world was, before all things, the Creator rested in this universe. And as you are part of this universe of love, so that love incarnate dwells within you. See yourself as a pilgrim walking up to the door of that inner sanctum, inserting the key of silence, walking in and sitting. Not with other human beings, however worthy they may be, but with the infinite Creator. This communion awaits you constantly. It is not that the Creator is not with you. For the Creator is your companion from the instant of your beginning until the last fell knoll of life's bell. It is the self within incarnation that does not remember where to go to tabernacle with the Infinite One. We would encourage each who wishes to move into the heart to attempt daily to sit in silence and allow the Creator within to make itself known to you with no words, with no dramatic fanfare, but that still small voice whose message is far beyond concept, but whose surety is absolute. The eventual goal of those who wish to be and to move from that flowing beingness is to gradually replace expectation with curiosity. The ways of the mind and of expectations and so forth involve energies which seem to grasp and hold and stop the flow of rhythm and attempt to control that rhythm. Frequently, it seems that such manipulation works. And usually entities can convince themselves that they are in control. However, in the spiritual sense, the only control is in how to surrender the small will and the small self to an infinite one whose wish for all is to give and to receive love. Each time then that you find yourself having imaginary conversations, moving into circles of concern and worry, and in general finding oneself knocking up against the corners of life, find ways to stop the momentum of that relationship with what is. Stop and remember that you are a child of the Creator, a child of eternity, and a child of love itself. You need do nothing but await the rhythmic and rightful destiny that awaits. Now, we are not saying that there is one fate for each entity, for it is our understanding that each has free will and that each must of her own free will choose service to others or service to self. Rather, it is a question of whether you wish to go a straight route or a roundabout route. If there is control attempted in a working pattern, that will change the pattern. The more faith that one is able to express in the moment-to-moment living, the more gently one may meet the unfolding of your particular story. And the shorter will be that moment of centering the self within that identity of being. Issues of this magnitude are not done with during an incarnation. They will revolve again and again into your experience, into your stream of living. What you learn at this time, you shall see again. It may be at another level. It may be somewhat different. But the issue shall be the same. To offer the self with no expectation of return. Each of you came into this incarnation wishing to sacrifice the self for love. Wishing to brave the forgetting of all the spiritual principles that were known and held so dear. Daring to come into a world most illusory and seemingly far from the Garden of Eden, as this instrument would call it. Yet in faith and in hope, you took on this lifetime, for you wished to love the earth and its people. You wished to serve. And this is your opportunity. In truth, it matters not what is occurring upon the surface of your life. As long as you are attempting to be an instrument of love. A harbinger of peace. Practice being. Practice at odd moments, allowing the self simply to be aware. And resting in that deep peace. That is awareness of the Creator. You shall certainly get lost in the sea of confusion again and again. But that too is illusion. Trust that heart within. And as you are given the grace to do so, work with those concepts of being and doing until you begin to have a lucid idea of what it is to be yourself. This is an art of profound moment, and we encourage each of you to take it up. In your hopes and in your prayers, surrender all to the Creator. And know in confidence and in quiet that which is needed for you to learn and for you to serve will come to you. May you see all things with the eyes of love. We would, at this time, transfer of this contact to the one known as Jim. Oh, we are those of the Kual, and we leave this instrument in love and in life.
equal, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have a question that is somewhat unrelated that I had spoken of earlier about just an experience, a sudden appearance of a little bird that I'd never seen before. It was right after my meditation, and just seemed to me that it could be a harbinger of something, but it didn't mean it could have just been a bird that was lost. Could you comment on that, please?
I am quote and am aware of your query, my brother. As we find there is already a certain knowledge within the subconscious level of your own mind moving into the conscious levels, we may speak concerning this small bird of which you have observed. The decision to take your journey or not to take your journey was that concept to which this appearance of the small bird spoke. The meaning of the appearance having to do with the bird being as much out of place in your sighting of it as you would have been upon your journey. Is there a further query, my friend?
No, thank you.
I am Qua, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Thank you for giving some food for thought on the concept I spoke about earlier.
I am Kwok, and we are always honored to be able to look upon those concerns which come from each heart and to give them the attention of our experience and our desire to be of service. We would ask if there is any further query at this time.
I've got a question. I was thinking about it at church today. I get so much out of worshiping with a spiritual family. And it feels really good for me to be part of the worship on a Sunday. And it gives me a real buzz. And I think to myself, I wish I could just give this to everybody. And I know I can't. And if you have any thoughts on that, I'm just feeling regret that I couldn't share more of my path. And yet I know that it's certainly not a path for everyone.
I am quite and am aware of your comment and your query, my sister. Each seeker that moves along the path of seeking the truth, of seeking the love and the light and the unity of the one Creator, has a unique way of moving upon this journey. Many there are who feel is similar to others and who gather together with them to worship, as you say, in a community of seekers. And in this community they take comfort, the joy, inspiration, and find a great meaning. And this is well for each seeker, to find a path which speaks to its heart, whether there be a great company with it, or a small company of one. To look upon the journey with the heart that desires to travel, and the mind that seeks answers. The passion of the desire is that which is of the most importance for each seeker. For though one seeker may find fruits upon the journey, and wish to share the nourishment of them with others, it is difficult to do unless those others with whom one wishes to share have the similar desire. For each has lessons of love to learn. And the greatest sharing that each seeker can make with others is to travel his or her own journey with a full heart, with alive compassion, and with the sincere desire to know that which you call the truth. The radiance that comes from within for each seeker so traveling is as a beacon, a light to others, that when they wish to inquire as to the nature of the journey, it is most appropriate to share with them that which you have found. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you for your thoughts, Carol. I appreciate that.
I am quoting. Again, we thank you. Is there a further query at this time?
I have a question that came up today as I was reading a transcript of a previous session, and I noticed that oftentimes Confederation channels start by thanking each for the sacrifice they made to come to the Circle of Seeking, and I thought, but I wanted to come, so it doesn't seem like much of a sacrifice. So what is the sacrifice that that you refer to, Guo? Can you comment on it?
I am, Guo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. Each entity which finds itself in such a circle of seeking as this circle has for an entire incarnation moved upon its path in a way which has brought it to that point in that circle. Each entity has sacrificed much in each incarnation to gain that of understanding that it has gained, to have gained that of tolerance, to have gained that of continuing in the desire to seek with others. One may find oneself in such a circle and ask the question you have asked, feeling that the sacrifices have not been that obvious. But if each searches within its own memory and experience, each will find that there were steps that were at one time difficult to take. Rituals and routines and responsibilities that were difficult to initiate, to continue, and to accept. Each seeker has accomplished much of work in this manner before being able to join in such a circle. These are the sacrifices to which we have spoken often, and we continue to offer our gratitude to each seeker that sacrifices much in order to join in these circles of seeking. For there are a great number of things that could occupy one's time, activities that could take one's efforts, and other concerns that would satisfy one's desire to spend an afternoon.
Thus, we are grateful for each sacrifice, great or small, that each entity has made in order to join in this circle of seeking. Is there a further query, my brother?
But isn't it like a fruit that once it is tasted, you do not wish to give up because you feel there is truth in there?
And I'm aware of your query. It is true that as one continues upon a journey, a ritual, a philosophy, or a practice, that the effort is easier and easier as the, shall we say, memory of the body, mind, and spirit begins to exercise itself within the new parameters. Indeed, this is the nature of the seeking. As one is able to continue upon a path or a program of seeking, one will find that there is a kind of rhythm or momentum that gathers behind the effort to aid the effort and to enhance one's experience of it. Is there a further query, my brother?
No. Thank you for talking about it, though. You have a way of putting it with eloquence. That's kind of neat. Thanks.
And again, we thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time? And as we have appeared to have exhausted the queries for this session of working, we would again take this opportunity to thank each present for inviting our presence within your circle of seeking. It is a great honor for us to be here, and we are most privileged to be able to share our opinions with you. Remember, my friends, that we do not wish to provide any stumbling block for any seeker. Take only those words we have spoken that speak to your heart, and leave all others behind. We are known to you as those of Kho, and we leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends.